and visions of whoopings. So I have these kids. They just happened to be mine. And when one of them was younger, I don't know exactly how old he was. I am doing good to remember what happened. Let's say very early elementary years for the sake of moving on with the story. Actually, I don't even remember what really happened. So let's get to the point. I was in my room and he came in whining about something. And I was already exhausted and at my limit. It wasn't the first time telling him whatever I had told him. But what I do remember is clearly visualizing myself beating the shit out of him. I could see myself getting up, grabbing a hold of him, and lighting his ass on fire. Now, let me fill you in. I have never whooped him in his life. I may have slapped his hand or bottom, but what I envisioned and what I have done are totally different. Now, as a social worker, I'm conflicted as I shouldn't be saying any of this, but it is the truth. Even when this happened, I was a social worker. But at that moment, I was a parent who is at the end of whatever last nerve was left, and it didn't look good for the future of my son or myself. Now, in the end, I told him in the firmest, most controlled voice I could muster to go back to his room, and I went to sleep. But I had a strange epiphany that night. I could see why some parents beat the shit out of their kids. And when I say that, I mean go off and whoop them like there's no tomorrow. Damn it, I envisioned it happening. So, if you start to envision how you would tear your kid's ass up, put yourself in timeout and go to sleep. Disclaimer. I have referenced beating the shit out of their kid. This is referring to spanking a child on their rear end. This does not include using other objects or physically abusing a child. If you are concerned about physical abuse of a child, please contact your local Child Protective Services Department to report your concerns. I had provided my son with the local children's services number, which he had programmed in his phone as a middle schooler. Hey, thought he should know his resources. I bet you as a high schooler, he's still holding on to that number.